It's Will Catcher here with Ian Bennett after Nomads under 19's 4-3 loss at Bangor City. Nomads were 3-1 down with around 20 minutes to go and brought it back to 3-3, and we're on top and look the likeliest team to score, but a 90th minute winner seals it for Bangor. Ian, a bit of pill to swallow there.
It is in a way. You know, the scoreline reflects a close game, and the last minute winner reflects a close game. But in all seriousness, for the first half, we were not good enough. And, you know, credit to Bangor, they had a game plan, they stuck to it, and it worked for them. We weren't good enough to break them down. We didn't keep the ball well enough in the first half. We didn't defend well enough, and, you know, it was a stern talking to at half time. You know, we were 2-1 down in a game where, you know, the way the goals went in, we shouldn't be conceding them types of goals. But we just weren't good in the first half, and ultimately it gave us too much to do. Coming out second half, we had a bit of a go. They got a goal from a set play, I think it was. And then, you know, we've changed shape, we've changed a little bit of the personnel. We've gone into a 3-5-2, and it's made a massive difference. And I think you've seen the fact that, you know, we go and get a penalty straight away, we go and score a goal straight after that to make it 3-3, pressing chances. I just spoke to lads in the dressing room, you know, and they've said that they believe that Dom's is over the line, but they potentially have an over the line as well. So, you know, it's not sour grapes on my behalf. If we had won the game today, you know, obviously you take the 3 points and you take it, but we wouldn't have deserved to win the game. I think Bangor were definitely the better side across 90 minutes. I've said to the lads that we were better than them for, say, half an hour, but in a game like this and coming to a place like this and speaking to Vaughan and stuff, I've never been here before and been in a dull game. You can't come here and give away the goals we have across the game. And, you know, they've got the just rewards at the end by getting one on the break, but we'll learn from it, we'll go again, and we've got another game to work towards next Sunday.
Yeah, we go against Carnarvon Town at, I think, 2 o'clock at the Keith Regine next Sunday. And not a good start for Nomads, but they can take motivation from that sort of last 30 minutes to go on and hopefully get back to winning ways next Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I mean, all but two of the players here today played for the college on Wednesday in what was probably our best performance of the season, you know, of any game. And that was a disappointing thing. You know, normally you follow on from a good performance with another good performance. I think there was a bit of jet lag today. I think they sort of come out second half with a bit more fire in the belly and a rocket. And, you know, they did right some wrongs in the first half. And, you know, we played some tidy football in the second half. But moving forward to Carnarvon, a different challenge, different test altogether. Something we've got to respond with. We'll address things in training tomorrow across the week. We'll see where we're at. Another big week ahead in terms of training and college games. Listen, you know, we'll go again. We aim to win every game we go into. I think, if I'm reading rightly as well, out of the coaches group, I think this is the only game we've lost all weekend across the club. So, you know, it's a little difficult one as well. But, you know, we weren't good enough today. No sour grapes on my part. We weren't good enough to win the game, and I'd have took a draw towards the end of the game, to be honest. But yeah, it's a disappointing one, as you can probably tell in my voice. I'm not too happy about it, to be honest.